for America. Bombing people, how could you go? What justifies your going? I'm a defender of my poor and suffering people. So I open the scriptures of the Bible to John, the 9th chapter, where it reads that there was a certain man that was born blind. And when the disciples walked with Jesus, they asked, who did sin that this man is born blind? Did his father sin? Did his parents sin? Did he sin? And Jesus answered, saying, neither. He is born blind that the works of God might be made manifest in him. I said, do you mean that blindness is an opportunity for God? Jesus told the young man, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. If you look at the word Siloam, S-I-L-O-A-M, you know the Eastern languages are phonetic languages. If you look and take the vowels out, you get the word S-L-M. These are the phonetics there. The vowels are I, O, and A. But look at these consonants, S, L, and M. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. The very last part of the word Jerusalem. Salem, S-L-M. Jerusalem means a city founded in peace. Go wash in the pool of peace. Salem, Salam, Islam, Muslim, they all mean peace. Go wash your eyes in a truth that will bring peace to your troubled mind and open your blinded eyes. Go, boy, and wash in the pool of Siloam. And he washed and he came away seeing.
Yes, speak.
And when they saw him, they said, is this he that sat and begged?
My God.
How have you now seen? He said, I met a man named Jesus. And he opened up my eyes.
Yes.
But the scribes and the Pharisees didn't want to give Jesus any credit. You see, they were blind like the politicians and the writers of America today. They wanted to give the healing of the man born blind some cynical motivation, some diabolical motivation. So they said to the little boy's mother, how come your son sees? He said, I don't know. He's of age. Why don't you ask him? So when they questioned him, he kept saying, I see. They said, yes, we see. You see, but by what power do you see? This man, Jesus, is a wicked man. He does these things by the power of Beelzebub, by the power of the devil. So the young boy said, has there ever been in history a time when a man born blind has been healed? Does God hear the prayer of the wicked? So the blind boy came back and said, well, I don't know whether he's a sinner or not, but this I know. Whereas I was once blind, now I see. Jesus went on to say, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Meaning that I am the truth that I speak is the means by which you see, because you can only see by the light. Is that right?
Yes, right now.
But look at this revolutionary idea that the Jesus introduced.
Yes, big.
You know that the earth is constantly revolving, is that right? When we were in the light in Syria, you were in the darkness in the west. And the earth keeps turning so that which is in the darkness comes up into the light, and that which is in the light goes down into darkness. Is that right? So Jesus declares his revolutionary mission in the world. He said, I am come into the world that those who are blind may see. And that those who say they see may go blind. Then they asked him, are we guilty of sin? They said, if you are blind, then you have no sin. But inasmuch as you say you see, then your sin remains. What does that have to do with Robert Goodman and the Reverend Jesse Jackson and the government of America? What does that have to do with black people in this country? Jesus was making a parable. A parable is a story that has a deeper significance pointing to some greater event. Who did sin that black people are in this condition? Did your father sin? Did your mother sin? No, beloved. You are in this condition that the works of God might be made manifest in you. But I'm not blind. I can see. The scripture says you have eyes, but you cannot see, because the light by which you see has not arisen upon you.
Yes.
The light of truth, yes. The light of knowledge. This is why Jesus said, you shall know the truth,
yes.
And the truth shall make you free. But until the truth comes, then you don't have the light by which to see, and therefore you are born blind. A man born blind has never seen the sun. And a people born blind have never seen what it means to be free, which the sun represents. It is you and I who sing that song. I wish that I knew what it means to be free. How come you don't know what it means to be free when God has birthed every life out of darkness to know the joy of his freedom? But you don't know it, because you've never been free. Ever since the day that your father set the soles of their feet in the Western Hemisphere, you and I as a people have never enjoyed freedom. You have not known. You have not known the meaning of the star. That star represents justice, and we have not had justice one day in America. We have not known the meaning of the moon, which represents equality because it equalizes the waters of the earth. We have never been equal. When you don't have eyes and you're born blind, you never saw your mother. If you knew your mother, you would speak your mother tongue. You would be in the culture of your mother, but mother gone, father gone, the motherless children see a hard time. The man born blind never could look in the mirror and see himself. He couldn't see his brother or his sister, and we never saw each other. As family, we never saw ourselves. We saw ourselves through the light of the knowledge given to us by white people. Yes. And they made us see ourselves as niggers, coons, colored people, shines, ham bones, burr heads. We were born blind. Blind. But today, not only do we need a man named Jesus, we met a man named Jesus. And our eyes are no longer closed. The government may come and question us. How come you see? Who made you see? I came to see the light of truth by the majesty of a word coming from the mouth of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the moment I said I saw, the government was interested. How come you see? They weren't interested when I was blind. They just wanted to know how I got to see. They know they didn't teach me. They know they didn't train me. I never went to their schools of theology. I'm a product of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I see today, now they want to make me believe that the man by whom I see is a wicked man. Is a no good man. Like they want to make us believe that the man by whom God gave us this great victory is a megalomaniac. This is what they call our brother, a megalomaniac. They call him a mischief maker. Why are you so troubled, white folks? Why are you so troubled? Suddenly, this is not all Caucasian people. I'm speaking deliberately to the government, to those who manipulate the minds of men. Why are you troubled? What is troubling you, Ahab? Is my brother Jesse troubling you? The scripture says, I'm going to vex you with a foolish people. I'm going to take a people that were nothing, and I'm going to bring them up right under your feet and vex you with them. I'm going to work in them. They're going to be my people, and I'm going to be their God. The wisdom of this world, and I'm going to make it foolishness. Think over that. All these so-called wise people couldn't act with wisdom, and one of those that they had labeled fool came up acting with wisdom and stepped out on the international scene like Peter walking the water, only he kept his eye on the master. Peter, the boat gives you buoyancy. Come on out of the boat. Come on out of where it's safe, Peter. I want you to dare to believe that I got power to uphold you on the water. Come on out of the boat, Jesse. And Jesse got out of the boat and went to walking over the people. I said, what you gonna do? You're on a fool's errand. Fools, but they know not. They are the fools, but they perceive not. I've come into the world that those who have not seen, that they may see, and that those of you who say you see may go blind. Robert Goodman was a pilot, and he was a bombardier pilot. Dear brother Robert dropped the bombs that killed people. And Brother Robert said, after what I had done, I don't know why the Syrian people treated me like they did. Listen now, the people that the propagandists would make you believe are rotten people, no good people, savage people, anti-American people, haters of America. Here's a pilot that dropped bombs on them. And for the first 4 days, they had him in a cell. Oh, they smacked him a few times, but he admitted it was not to hurt me, just to scare me. And after the fourth day, they brought him up out of a cell and gave him a room with a television in it. They fed him so much food till he had to send it back. He gained weight in captivity. He said he was thinking that maybe they were running a mind game on him. But the ambassador came, Ambassador Paganelli, and told him, "This is not a mind game. They are sincere." Islam, the Quran, teaches us that when you have captured a person, you are not to mistreat your captives. The Bible teaches the same thing. Both the Bible and the Quran teach respect for authority. Obedience to those who are in authority. He's a pilot. He doesn't make policy. He follows policy. So in following out the policy, he became the instrument of the foreign policy of those who see, but the pilot was blind. Did you hear me? He dropped the bombs, but he's an innocent man because a blind man hath no sin. If you use a hammer, the hammer doesn't have eyes to see the nail. The hammer is the instrument of the carpenter. The eyes of the hammer are in the head of its holder and its director. The eyes of the soldier are in the heads of the generals and those who make policy. He's a blind man on a blind mission from blind leadership, whom Jesus the Christ is turning blind now. They're doing foolish things, breaking up their word because they're blind. We could defend Robert Goodman because he's a blind man. And he is not guilty of sin. He was the instrument of a sinful foreign policy that the Reverend Jesse Jackson has sight enough from the Lord of the worlds to condemn it as a mischief-making policy. Jesse Jackson sees. And because he is blessed by God to see, he can do what the blind leaders of this country are unable to do. I'm almost finished. In this Quran, can I take about 5 more minutes? In this Quran, in a chapter, a section titled Lip Profession, it says, and there are some people who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, and they are not believers. You can't say you believe in God and believe in the last day or the day of judgment or the day of justice and then do that which will get you what you earn. They say they believe, but they are not believers. The government of America does not really believe in God. This government believes in its own wisdom, its own power, its own might, not the power and the might of God. Listen, they seek to deceive Allah and those who believe, and they deceive only themselves, but they perceive not. Now, when people try to deceive God and true believers in God, and then end up deceiving themselves, but don't even know that they are self-deluded and self-deceived, that is a form of blindness. Now just look at this Quran. If you don't think it's applicable, it says, in their hearts is a disease. So Allah increased their disease, and for them is a painful chastisement because they lie. What is the disease in the heart of the American body politic? What makes them so blind that Jesse can see and the president cannot? What makes them so blind that Jesse can see and Mondale and Hart and Glenn have to wait until Jesse makes a move and then tap on behind you? Disease is arrogance.
Right.
When the heart begins to make you think you're more than what you are, the megalomaniac is not Jesse Jackson. The megalomaniac is the government of America and those Caucasian powers that think they have become a god beside God. And their megalomania has blinded them. Their corruption has blinded them. Their evil has blinded them. And when it is said to them, make not mischief in the land. Listen to what they say. We are the peacemakers. The Quran reads, now surely they are the mischief makers, but they perceive not. Listen to the president. He said, Lieutenant Goodman was on a mission of peace. Now either he's crazy or he wants us to believe that we're crazy. Here's a man with a plane full of bombs flying over somebody else's country, dropping bombs, but he's on a mission of peace. Somebody's blind, brother and sister. Somebody's crazy, brother and sister. Somebody's self-deluded, brother and sister. Last verse I'm going to read. Allah will pay them back their mockery. And he leaves them alone in their inordinacy, blindly wandering on. These are they who buy error for guidance. So their bargain brings them no gain, nor are they guided. The government is like a ship without a rudder. It is moved now by winds. It cannot stay the course. It's a blind country with blind leadership, leading blind people into the ditch of hell. And from the ranks of the blind, God has made a few to see. Their parable is as the parable of one who lights a fire, and when it illuminates everyone around him, the fire goes out. They are in darkness, the Quran says. They cannot see. I have come into the world, Jesus said, that they who do not see may have their eyes opened. And I have come into the world that those who say they see may go blind. And if there is mercy in the seeing man, he will take the blind man by his hand and lead him. And if there is mercy in a black people who have been destroyed and whom God is opening their eyes, they will say to the government, follow me, I know the way out of this. So in my conclusion, when I was in Damascus, oh, like Paul on that road, I saw too a great light.
Well,
think about it. Only God could have made such circumstances. A black pilot. You know pilots are few. Black pilots are even more few. Here he is in a plane. Now think about this. The plane gets hit. And he said he's 6 inches from the pilot of the plane. He's the navigator bombardier. 6 inches. The plane is hit. He said he feels the plane shake. And when he looks, the plane is turned over. He's looking down at the ground. He blacks out. He don't know how he was ejected. But he's ejected downward, not upward. There's a rocket under the seat that shoots them through the canopy. But he's not shooting up. He's shooting down. He's already flying low. When he wakes up, his hands are being tied behind him, but he's alive.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
He's alive and his partner is dead. He's taken into captivity, and there in captivity, Reverend Jackson gets the inspiration to go and get him, because Jackson had met with President Assad before and knew him on a personal level. And Jackson leveraged his faith in God and leveraged his friendship with Assad and leveraged his will to lift this issue above war and into the humanitarian category and came away with a victory. And isn't it interesting that the first primary in the season is in New Hampshire, and the brother is from Concord, New Hampshire. Who could fix up circumstances like that? Jesse didn't call that shot. He didn't say it's a political thing, I'll fix it. I need some votes in New Hampshire. They don't think I can get nothing in New Hampshire, so I'll just have a black pilot from Concord fly over and get shot down. Well, hell, if Jesse could do that, we don't need an election. He's God. Let's get behind him. As I said before, God is with this brother. And if you are not with this brother, you're on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of God. I say to you, brothers and sisters, it's your day. It's our day. It's your time. It's our time. We were brought to America to carry their burden. Now, if we be merciful, we have to lift these blind Americans to salvation. Because they can't see their way into the kingdom of God unless the blind man that they made blind, whom the Jesus made to see, unless we lead them there, they can't go. If Mondale gets in, we go to hell. If Askew and Hart and Glenn get in, we go to hell. If Reagan gets in again, we stay in hell and go deeper in hell. One way out. There isn't but one way out. And you spell that way, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Jesse Jackson. May God bless you as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.